Chaim Shmulevitz used to tell a story he heard from his father. It was a Volozhin Talmud. In the Volozhin Yeshiva, when his father learned there, there was a Bacham was sitting by a Suda. Unlike B'nai Torah should, they were talking and learning. And they turned to the Bacham, who was the best Bacham in the Yeshiva. And they asked him about a Taisvis. And he didn't know the Taisvis. So that Bacham got up and left, and literally ran away. He was Hitman Atzmai Beveis Medjish. He disappeared for 7 years, and he came back. He was an Adam Gadol. He was zeichet to become one of the Gedolei Yoidim. So the yes of Chaim Biska, who was one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin, did he do the right thing, this Bacha? So Chaim said he was right and he was wrong. It was wrong, lahalach, he was wrong, because he left without benching, and now I'll leave the Makkah Machila without benching. But he was right in one respect, because if he'd have waited and he would have benched and then left, nothing would have become of his Osiris. He had the Osiris, he had the Cheshik. If he wouldn't have put it Lamaisa, if he wouldn't have made it Lamaisa, after benching a few minutes later, nothing would have remained. So he was right that he took the cheshik and the ratzon and right away made a lamaisa. And I think that's a gewaldig in Musa Haskell, but to B'nai Torah in the beginning of a new zman, to B'nai Aliyah in the zman of Aliyah, in a time that's so mesugul for Aliyah. How often we see it, people come, bachim come to a makam kaddish like this, a new zman, a new cheshik, a new ratzon, a new asayris, and befrat in this makam aliyah that's so mesugal. And I have no doubt that every person here has a plan, has a goal, has a cheshik. And very often, I could tell you, ani hageva, we see that people, many people, are matzliach more than they even imagined. And this is part of the gewaldige bracha of learning in a zman of bein hazmanim. The stipler writes what he saw be'einav, how during the zman of bein hazmanim is more mesugul faliyah, and many people takishtaig more than they dreamt of. But leider we see all too often begapa yavoi begapa yetze. People come in with a ratzim, with a cheshik, but they don't accomplish what they really wanted to. A few days go by, and never you see the nefila right away. And the shaila is why. Why do we see so much yisayris that a person has in the beginning, but it doesn't become a lamaisa? It's this yisayid. Because when a person has a cheshik and a ratzon and a tshuka, atche techpot, he has to make it a lamaisa. But the shaila we often think about, we have the cheshik, but how do we hold on to it? How do we contain it? You know, in the olden days, there was a myth, a Baba Meisa, saying Yiddish, that there was a concept of a fountain of youth, that someone who could be very old, if he drink some of the water of the fountain of youth, he would become a young person again. Now, versteht sich, that was nonsense. But when it comes to Limud HaTorah, there is a fountain of chizuk that a person could take to make Lamaisa, to keep him going against his man, a whole year, against 11. And that's what we need at this point, when we all have the Yisayris, we all have the Cheshik. How do we put it, Lamaisa? Where do we find that very desirable fountain of Chizuk? So I'm going to tell you a Machshava, I think. If you take it, Lamaisa, a Mastich, you'll have a Aliyah in this Zman of Aliyah. The Gemara in Harius tells a Maisa towards the end of Harius. Rav Papa had a Shaila. Mashiach shenitzar. What's the halacha in Rashi's Mazva? It doesn't mean Mashiach, it means Kohen Gadol. That was nitzar. Could he marry an almana? And no one knew the answer. It was obviously not in the Gale, because Shaila, there was no Makar. So the Gemara says, Hu nevrei Rav Nachman told Rav Papa, I have a riot. I have a way to be patient. That it was awesome. They tell the Gemara, come Rav Papa got up when he heard this Yishuv. Noske Bereshe, he gave him a kiss, V'yavle Barse, and he gave him his daughter to marry. When you think about it, it's Mavol Alarayim. The Shaila wasn't a Gei L'maisa, never was a Gei L'maisa. It wasn't like a Shaila we have, Tog Teglach, what do we do? A Kohen Gadol Shenitzar, marrying an Almana. It was a Yediyah in Torah. But look how he reacted. Look how Rav Papa, the Heilig HaMoir Rav Papa, how he literally went Arayis from Kalim. Literally, he, Mamish went Arayis from his Spilus, he kissed him, he gave him his daughter. Do you hear what it means? Do you hear how a Goyin, like Rav Papa, as much as he had, but he was Machshev, every Yediyah in Torah, Nacha Yediyah, Nacha Var Torah, Ayumam Kiyah Supah. Look how he shot up every Var Torah. And I tell you, Bilti Safik, that's the fountain of Chizuk. The person wants to steigen learning and wants to know how to go over the different Nisyonis and different Shverkeiten. The first step has to be Simchas HaTorah. I once heard from Rebbe Zayin Gesund, the Chazal say, the Medrash says on the Pasuk, Nagila V'Nismech Avach. So the Medrash teaches, Nagila v'nismach avach is the chav beiz oisiyah shel Torah. So he types, the Medrash is telling us the Yesoid, that a person has to have so much simchas HaTorah, that even an ha'ois, lishna avart, even an ha'ois, the chav beiz, an aleph, a beiz, there's so much kedusha, there's so much helikite. Nagila v'nismach, that's where a person steigs. And he told me then about his, he did neman, Moshe Shizgal Zichayin Levracha, Leider, the younger Bachim, probably never heard of him, but he was the Eidim of Moshe Feinstein, Zichayin Levracha. The Goyin Otzim, a Goyin Nade, a Tzaddik, built his suffix, he would have been from the Gdoyle Yoylam, but he was never Nifta young. And Rebbe told me what his Hatzlacha was, and his Lashon was, Etzach Kifreit Nifyedet Berekel Torah. He was an Eloi, a Baal Kishrin, it's not that he never couldn't fashtay, but every brekel Torah by him was so choshev, and he told me they used to learn in Tarvadas, and they used to walk, Rav Shizgal home over the bridge to the east side. And then when they finished, Rav Shizgal walked him back to his house. Agan Terev Shabbos, they couldn't part, they couldn't stop. He felt the Nagila v'nissim chavach, noch hayediyah, he would walk him back and forth from Brownsville to the east side. T'chaparai noch anois from Torah. And I tell you, that's the Yesoid. That's the Yesoid that a Ben Torah in his man Aliyah, who wants Aliyah, has to have. The Yiki is the Chashivas of Torah. And if you ask Me'echa Teisa, okay, it's very good, Simchas HaTorah, but Me'echa Teisa, that's the answer to all the problems. That's the Terufa for all our Shverikaiten. So I tell you, Tashima, let's go through the Seidah Hayayim of a person. Let's go through the Seidah HaChayim of a person, and let's try to understand all the different Shverkeiten a person has, the Manias, the problems, and you'll see B'chush that this is the answer. It's the Simchas HaTorah, it's the Ahavas HaTorah, that's the path, that's the fountain of Chizuk that gets a person in his Aliyah and Torah. Let's start with a Pashut and Mashal. Coming on time to Seder. So the emes is in this Makom Kadesh, we shouldn't have to talk about this, the Eidom knows. But Chazal say, Ein Mizarzin Ela Mizurazin, and I see and hundreds of Mizurazin in front of me, so probably Midaf Mizarazin. A few minutes late to Seder, or leaving a few minutes early before the end of Seder. So a person makes a Cheshbon, Vos Ken Shein Zayin. 5 minutes. Will it make or break me? Will it make a real difference? If I'll be a Rebbe Kiva Eger from the door, I'll be without the 5 minutes. If I won't be, so the 5 minutes won't help. Neman of Shach. And you know something? Maybe he's right. Maybe it's not the 5 minutes that's going to make or break him. But you know what the toys gedoylem ha'oy that he's making? He forgot the cheshivas of Avor Torah. He forgot that Chazal u'machayiv nagila v'nis mechavach on a ois of Torah. He forgot Yesoid HaYesoidus. Yishalmi in the beginning of Peyet, Daf Dalet in the Amudim of the Yishalmi. Taich is the pasuk in Mishle, Yikarihim, Yipininim, the Chol Chafatecha La Yishvuva. The Chol Chafatecha La Yishvuva, it doesn't compare. What does Chol Chafatecha mean? So one man, the other, says, Afilu Kol Oilam Kulei, the ganze Welt, Einei Shava L'Diba Echad Shal Teira. Rabbi say, I don't have an asaga, you don't have an asaga. What it means, Kol Oilam Kulei, what it means, Ha'aretz U'Moloyoi, the ganze Welt, we see a little city with its steinman, but every tree and every person and every flower and every bird, that's Kol Oilam Kulei. And the Yishalmi says, Afilu Kol Oilam Kulei, if you could somehow have an imagination what the Kol Oilam Kulei is, Tzikub Nishtzu Tadova Echad Shel Teira. And a person says, so what's 5 minutes? Does he know what V'Kol Chafetzecha D'Yikarehim Yipininim? But you know what's even more inspiring? The Yishalmi goes weiter. There's a different man, the Amma. And Libi Yomeli, he's not sufficient with the first chat. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush that Kol Oilam Kulei Kup Nishtzu to Avar Teira. Is that, you have to have a pasuk, a Yishalmi? V'chad Amma, I'm not sufficient with the first chat. Afilu Kol Mitzvay Seha Shel Teira. Even the Taryab Mitzvay That's the pshat kol chafatzecha. It doesn't mean chefzi olam hazeh. It means chefzi shamayim. It means the mitzvahs. And al kubnish tzu tavor Torah. L'dovar echad shel Torah. Don't you have a more of an understanding of nagila v'nismecha v'achva das main kibshutai? And avad a person has to realize that there are time to do mitzvahs, there are time to do chesed. That's the sugi and Moed Katan Daf Tes. When do we say Talmud Torah is nidcha? It's not enough to learn Torah, but you have to live Torah, you have to become a shtik Torah, you have to live for others and help others. That's not my point, halacha shabai. But what I'm, the point that I see from this is the hashkafa of what it means, limud Torah. And then I ask you, you see somebody that passes the tzait. He patters the beginning of Seder, or the end of Seder. Doesn't it hurt? Shouldn't it hurt? Here the Yishalmi says what Avar Torah is, Kum Nishtu to Kol Olam and Kum Nishtu to Alam Mitzvahs, and this person makes a Cheshbin. The Mishnah in Peah, that we say every morning, the Odvarim Sheim Lam Shir, it's Halacha Dika Mishnah, a Peah, Bikurim, a Rayan, and the Mishnah concludes this on the Torah Kineged Kulam. So you look in the Goyin in the Shnei Sariyo in the back. Duch Sachi means to ask a very stark kasha. The Mishnah is halachas. Ein lahem shir, peya, kurim, abichum, harayin. Each thing is halacha. What's the halacha l'maisa of a Salmat Torah k'neged kulam? What's the nafkin mina shabai? What's the halacha l'maisa that we could take out of this Mishnah? Zog the Heilige Goyin and his lashon is so beautiful. There is a halacha l'maisa in the Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. She'tzarech ha'adam ma'oid ma'oid l'chabei b'es ha'tayrah. The goyim zetu were getzelt, and the goyim writes twice, She'tzarech ha'adam ma'oid ma'oid l'chabei b'es ha'tayrah. The b'chol teva v'teva shalomad ba'ahu mitzvah b'snayatma. Each one is a mitzvah, and each word Torah is the Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. The Goyin is telling us halacha l'maisa, or better yet, the Mishnah is telling us halacha l'maisa. She'tzorech ha'odam ma'oid ma'oid l'chabe b'es ha'Torah. So why I ask you, when someone patters a tzait, and I want to tell you very clearly, when I talk about patter a tzait, I don't mean the time of sleeping, which is important, the time of eating, the time of exercise. The reish is bar, like the Zohar teaches, a person has to take care of his gezunt. It was very interesting. I was preparing this inyan of aliyah in Torah, atzlach in Torah. I looked in different svarim of Gedolei Olam, and I found from the Chafetz Chaim, from the Stipel, Yibod HaChaim, Rashach Zayin Gezunt, all have smoothen aliyah le Torah. Chafetz Chaim is in the letter that I saw, the Stipel is in the Penine, and Rashach is in his letters. And all of them say the first thing is, A person has to sleep enough, take care of his gesund. And that's why I use the word pata de tzeit. I don't mean a person should be nervous and uptight. A person has to have time to take care of his gesund. He has to have time for others. You have to live for others. I talk tonight about time that there's no other need or other reason to spend. That's not tzarech eguf. That's not v'haft v'rachik emoicha. Zokta goin, a person has to live a life ma'oid ma'oid b'chabe b'esat Torah. Each yediyah, each v'ar Torah is k'neged kulam. Is kol chafetzecha v'yishvuvah. If we would have this hergish, this yacha, this tugang to Torah, would a person patetzeit? A yediyah in Torah, a yediyah in Torah, a yediyah in Torah, what that means. The Gemara Menachos Daf Yud Ches tells the story of Yosef HaBavli, who was sitting in front of Rabbi Eliezer, and he asked him a shayla, again a shayla that's b'chalal mat negei lemaisa shoychet laniach midomai lemachem mahu. So Rabbi Eliezer said kosher. Shachas again he asked him and he said kosher. Mincha again he asked him the shayla and he said kosher. Arvis again he asked him and vayta kosher. Ella he added, Rabbi Eliezer Paisel. There's one sheet that holds this puzzle. Zokti Gemara, Sarvu Panav Shal Yosef HaBavli. In English we type that, he lit up. Rashi says, Machma Simcha, he lit up, he became Ois Mensch. So Rabbi Eliezer asked Rabbi Yosef HaBavli, what happened till now? You didn't trust me? I said, Kosha. You didn't have any reaction, and now I said, Rabbi Eliezer, that this one sheet that had apostles, now you showed simcha? You think I didn't say the right shot? So Yosef HaBavli said, Avada, you were right. But I remember once hearing there's a sheet that it holds this puzzle. And you didn't mention it. V'chazarti al kol tamidi, tamidah of tamudai, uvikashti le'matzi le'chava, I thought I forgot a yediyah entire. But now that you told me that there is such a shita, now I'm happy. Now I see. I know the lach is kosher, 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 kosher. But taki there is a shita that's possible. Zog the gemara and boys say shimul tachin nafshechem. Medaf lishnad herim, medaf der herim. Zogu ein of the mois or Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, the grace of Rabbi Eliezer. His Rebbe started to cry. And he said, Ashreichem Talmidei Chachamim, Gliklich Talmidei Chachamim, Gliklich Yosef, what you are. Shedivei Torah Chaviv Malachim BeYosef. Look at the reaction, look at the pain that he felt until he heard a shita that's not Allah Lemaisa, it's Nitchis La Allah Lemaisa. Korol HaMikro Hazeh, Moa Hafti Sayasecha, Kol HaYoim Hisichasi. And again, it's not halacha lemaisa. It's not even the emes halacha. But look at the simcha that he had. If we would have this tugang, this nagila v'nismcha, and yet the tvor toyer, yet an ois toyer, wouldn't the learning be a different learning? Sekum tan erev Shabbos val, sekum tan moitzoy Shabbos. And again, I don't mean time that we need for tzarchei guf. But I mean the extra time. The time that is either gepatet or genutzt. And a person makes a cheshbon. It's taken now, it's bein astarim. I don't have to run to Beis Medrash. But moa hafti sayresecha. Look how Yosef HaBavli atzich gefreit. Not even with a minute, but with the yediyah. Look how Rav Papa went ois mensch. She became ois mensch from nach yediyah and Torah. Do you think they have to hear a shmooze on patering the tzeit? Don't you think that they had the fountain of Chizuk? The Simchas HaTorah, Ashreichem Talmidei Chachamim, Kol Chafetzecha Lo Yishvuva. Is there any greater Simcha than freeing sich mit Yedavar Torah? I heard from a Talmud who was there. He once walked into Rabbaran Kotman's office. Rabbaran was dancing. It wasn't a Yontif, it wasn't a Chassan. Rabban was dancing by himself. So before he had a chance to ask, probably wouldn't have the audacity to ask, Rav Aaron said, I'm sure you're wondering, L'simcha mazoi, so why am I dancing? I had a rajva. Gematzitz, gemutzitz, geharvitz, geplutz, geharvitzich of rajva. Couldn't figure it out. And don't yet, I realized I've shot in the rajva. I started dancing impulsively, without a chesed. That's Ashreichem Tamidei Chachamim. That's a living, that's a musta of Ashreichem Tamidei Chachamim. When you hear Chazal Ein Simcha Ki Simcha Satayra, and you see that sight, or even a vision, or even picture that sight, it's like cold water on a tired person. Kemayim Karim Al Nefesh Ayesu. Look what it is. Look what to look forward to. A leben for Simcha Satayra. A Ganzia Simcha Satayra. A Shreichem, a Talmud Chachem, that has this future to look forward to. Mitans of a Rajba, of a Shreya Rajba. And this is the Yetzer, Rabbi Say. We all came to be zeicha in the Kisra Shel Torah, to be zeicha in the Kinyan Torah. There's a Mechaben Yeredei in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha L'maaseh, Simen Reish Mem Vav, Siv Chav Gimel, which is Kemat, the Lashon of the Rambam in Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, which is B'emes Gemaris in Erev and Chagiga Be'erech, as you look at the Naisei Kalim. Zokti Mechab Halacha L'maaseh, Mishe Roitza Lischais L'Kisra Shel Torah. And I'm sure everybody here fits that description, who wants to be Zaycha L'Kisra Shel Torah. Yizar B'chol Lei Loisav, he should be careful in all the evenings. V'lo Yevar Afilu Achas Mehem, don't even lose one night. And then you'll be Zaycha L'Kisra Shel Torah. In my Pashat Seichel, to me this is very modern. Someone who learns Hagantz Leben, and he misses one night Seder, that makes it, that breaks it. The one that learned the extra 2 hours, he's zeicha. And the one that misses the night seder, he's not. It's the 2 hours. I don't think that's the pshat. But libi oimeli, the yisoid of this halacha, the yisoid of the kisra shel Torah that we all want so desperately, is the yachas. It's the attitude. It's the tzugans. I think the dagish is not v'lo yever afilu achas mehem, but it's yizoher b'chol leilosav. When someone feels the need for the zehiris, that each word, each bar Torah is yikarei mitininim. That's kisra shel Torah. It's not the hour or 2 hours that's going to make or break him, but it's the yachas. Does he phrase it mit yeda aleph beis? Does he phrase it mit yeda bar Torah? Do we shatza bar Torah? I once spoke to someone, a Tatsarah Tayyid, and he has Kefer Lachatsarah. And he told me, he says, I have nothing in life. My panos is down the drain. He has legal problems. He has redifis, mibayis, and mivachutz. The only thing I have in my life, he told me, are my children. I thought to myself, a person has nothing, and he only has his children. Imagine if someone comes along and takes away his children. The only thing he has, the only nechamas achaim, can you take it away from him? When I heard that, I had a deeper hergish in the lashon of Chazal. The Gemara, after the Eibishter lost the Beis Hamikdash, he lost the Tzion Tefarteinu. Look what's going on in Eretz Yisrael today. Look what's going on in Yishalayim today. Look what's going on, Rachmanu Litzlan, in the Mokum HaKadosh, in the Mokum HaMikdash, the Tumah that's mamish on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Look what was Tutzich in Yishalayim, Mircha, the Muslim quarter, the Christian quarter, Rachmanu Litzlan, as Al Chavertu, we shouldn't even say in the Bes Medrash. And that's the Hergish I have in that particular Gemara. Miyayim Shechar V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Kabbonis, there's no Kedusha, there's no Eretz Yisrael, there's no Yishalayim, there's no Beis HaMikdash, no Kodesh Kedoshim. So what's life for the Eibishter? What does the Eibishter have? He only has the Dalar HaMashallah, he only has the Arshragas that are here, and the Arshragas that are in the city, and the Chol Tvutei Tzaret. And when someone looks at the Limud HaTorah that way, believe me, he has a different yachas. Believe me, he could understand Nogila v'nitznach avach, the schus that he has, to learn an Avar Torah. What is Avar Torah? What is Anoichi? Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha. The Chazal, the Gemara in Shabbos, teaches Anoichi is Neitreikin, Ano, Nafshi, Kosivis, Yehovah. Whatever that means, the little I understand, but is enough to warm my heart. The Abish the Kaviyachal took his neshama. The neshama of the Kaviyachal, Ano, Nafshi, my nefesh, my neshama, and I put it into every Vart Torah. Do we shots up Torah that way? The Yom Abaya, the Yom Rava, the Yom Toima, is Ano, Nafshi, Kasivis, Yehovah. And that's all the Abish that has in this terrible, terrible Golas. Today there's a big doggish on Gavlus V'Torah, on becoming an Adam Gadol, and it's very good, and it's very important, and it's very nice. But I once heard my Rebbe Zayin Gesund, it's an Aliyah V'Kaitzba very often. It's a Maila with a terrible Chasarim. Avad, it's a Maila G'dayla. A person has to have She'ifas, he has to have dreams and ambitions. But all too often the person is left with the kaitzva, he's left with the chisarim shabai. He's learning, and he does not the kivega that he wants to be, and he does not all over town, his name is not in any paper, no one knows, heard of him. And then he forgets, and then he loses cheshik and loses ratzin. And I would add, do we learn because God was the Torah? Or do we learn because Ano Nafshi Kosivis Yehovis? Or do we learn like Chazal Taichi Kari Mitzininim from the Kohen Gadol HaNichnis Lefnayu Lefnim? I once heard a voice from one of my rebellion, but I remember I found the Nafshi Chaim says this in the Farish in the Pirkei Avos, the sixth parak in Ruach Chaim. What's Takev Shat? Hayitachin? Torah is more Kodesh than Kohen Gadol HaNichnis Lefnayu Lefnim. If you look in the Ruach Chaim, he says the Pshat, because the Kohen Gadol goes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But when someone learns Torah, he takes the Kodesh HaKadoshim into himself. He takes the Seichel HaLekiz, he takes the Eibish, the Neshama Kavayachol, and then this Arayinim Zich. If you look at it that way, there's no Rishyoinis, there's no burned out, the American Machla. A person has to have She'ifis, but you don't learn because of She'ifis. You learn because Ashibach Abonu Mikolamin V'Nosa Manu Es Peirosai Ashenu Matayv Chalkeinu. Each day we have this chus to shifti beveis Hashem. It's a gevaldig chus. We learn in Torah Kedosha. I once told someone, imagine a person puts in a full day of learning, he puts in 12 hours of learning. So he would expect, maybe rightfully so, that the hand comes from Shemayim and pats him on the back. Good day, Shkoyach, right? Look how Chazal looked at the same matzah. You all know the Gemara in Brachos to Mechab and Shulchan Aruch. A person be Yitziyasi mi beis hamedrash. There's a special tefillah right on the wall over here. Be Yitziyasi ma'awayme. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Why we don't do it veisichnish? But as I state in Shulchan Aruch, moedan alifanecha. We give a shevach vahida. We don't get the yashikayach. We should be giving the yashikayach. Noch atog in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Noch atog to bring in the Kodesh HaKadoshim into ourselves. And like the Tishkach, this is the answer. This is the fountain of Chizuk. I once saw the Amaisa from the Stiplus, Amaisa, the Seich Amaisa actually, printed in the Pnine, and it's right in the beginning, it's Daftes in the Pnine, Menekilas Yankif. The Bacha who had a mashver, in English again we call it, he's burned out, he couldn't learn. So they took him to the stipler. The stipler looked up, before he even read the kvittel that described the problem, which is the Ruach HaKodesh that was so rugged by him. He said, sit down, I'm going to tell you something. So you know what, he said, told him, you know why Bachim learn and they get to Bracha and they get burned out, they lose Cheshik? Because they learn for recognition, for kavod, the Rashidah should hold to them, they should shine, they should have a position in life. They learn for a reason. So the disciple says, you know, that's the tois, that's the nefila, that's the sam hamavas that sometimes people experience. You learn for one reason, because nach meyev ha'esrim, there's going to be an oilam ha'nitzchi that's kulei Torah. and there's no covet, there's nothing but Torah. And then he told him, I think it's such an important message. If you learn Fanacha Yediyan Torah, he doesn't get fagrept and fafallen in the Oilam HaKovid, in that Nidik Velt of Kovid. That's mamash a quicksand, that there's no return from it. Vishum kinalai sala liba, he doesn't get slowed down by the number one killer by B'nai Torah, the kinna that burns in a person and loses his cheshik. Vula yichdis loya machziki menu kan, if they hold of him, imchabdin oisai, shum dova la yichdis loy. Ki kol machshevoisav nesunim, rak lahoisav oid v'oid Torah, lo oilam shekulei Torah. Covid. This is the fountain of chizuk. If you freizach with yed brechel, if you freizach mit nagila v'nifcha and every ois tayra, that every blot, every vimtayma, every taisis, every kasha, every agmas nefesh we have is a kinyan nitri, is an atzlacha. Then it's tamed b'simcha because you're growing and you're coming closer to the goal of more hafti sayasecha. This is the kinyan of Torah. Avada, you have to have goals, but a person has to freizach. This is not my chiddush. The Mishnah in Avos in the sixth parak, the kinyan Torah. One of the kinyani atayra sameach v'chelkoi. So Pashat we learn, which is the emes of Shad, of course, that a person has to be mistapik v'muis, not to want cold taivis olam hazeh. But you look at Chaim V'loshen and the Ruach Chaim taiches, a very different type than we're accustomed to hearing. Sameach v'chelkoi is also Chaim's going on ruchnius. A mechudish to give Shad, but a gewaldige emes of Shad. He's not in a rush to become the Gadol Hador. The Gamani Hailach Bidulas Bilimuda, he doesn't want to be the Knaka, the star. Rakloimid Ma'at Ma'at Achubaki Bahem. Nocha Toistis, Nocha Rashi, Nocha Stiko Gemara, Nocha Pasik Chumish. And he adds up. Koimit Ayad Yad Yarba, he adds up. The Einoi Mizgoya lay the harbor of Pamachas. He's sameach b'chelkoi in what he knows. Sfasemes, and the other says, kemat the same nekuda. Hagam ki kina seifim tar b'chochma, mikomokim b'chelek shalo yesh loy l'smoyach gan kein. There's a meridic insight, a psychological insight in the atzlach of a person. And let me just add very clearly, Chalila, it doesn't mean a person should be mistapik and mu'it. That's chorban. But when a person puts in his kaiches and his kishroines and his yechayles with all his shverikait and with all his family matzif and the gezunt matzif and his kaiches, he puts in b'mashe chanonai Hashem. Thus heis sameach v'chelkoi. And that's a kinyan hatayra, she'en l'mayla himenu. And I want to tell you something. That was Rav Papa's hatzlocha. That was Yosef HaBavli's gadlus. Then the gefreit metavor tayra. Did they know kol hatayra kula? Avada, they did. But where did it stem from? It was the yachas. It was the freinzich mediyad debreko. And I want to tell you something that I believe the moon is shalem is emes lamitai. And we have to think about this. In yeshiva, very often we see bracha matzah brachim, they get down. I'm more in the veld than you, I guess. I noticed over and over, there's one group of people that never get to brachim. They know so little, it's unbelievable, they know so little, they barely know tight words, but they never get to brachim. And I have this chus to have shaykhis to them. And these are the giborei koyach, the tzaddikei olam, the balei tshuva, and I say that with the greatest respect. Halavai, one day I'll deserve that compliment of being a Baal Tshuva. But you see, day in, day out, a most remarkable scene. These people, beginners, mamish, they sit down and they break their heads on the most basic taitz words, the most basic principles that my five-year-old knows. They don't know what vayomer el, they don't know what adrab, you think adrab, what does adrab mean? And they sit hurving with a dictionary, and they somalei simcha. And it once bothered me to no end. Here we have next to him in the next standard is a ben Torah that he knows ketzoyis and nesivis, and he's sebrachim, because Yena knows more. And here you see someone that knows nothing. He doesn't know the basics, the olive base. He's struggling on a tight word. And if you know the nesivis, simcha is ein l'shaya. You know what the answer is? Because that they feel, they still lose the heritage of Nagila v'nismach habach. What an ois of Torah is. They found this new treasure. They found this Choyin Olam. They found this Oysha HaChayim. Was Heis Limad HaTorah. Noch a treasure. Noch a word. Noch a tight word. Good Tzvi Devel. A Leben for Tzimchas Torah. They don't dream of becoming a Doilei Torah. They want to just have a Shaychus to know something. And someone has Tzimchas HaTorah. Be glücklich is there. When there's a doggish on steiging, on godless the Torah, it's very good. But be careful, it shouldn't be the Al Yev Kaitzva. I once spoke to him, the man, and he said, I'm learning so many years in Yeshiva, now I'm in Kail, but I'm doing nothing. I'm so tzebrachim. I thought to myself, Oilaz Mayim Shekach Shemois. How painful it is. That's from Pachim and Panim. A person is zoicha to sit the Veis Hashem, to collect the oitzis was heis limud haTorah. A person is zaycha to the anor nafshi kosivas yahavis, and he's doing nothing. That's the koitzba. That's the samamoves when someone forgets the yachas of Torah. The kinyan in Torah is to be sameach bechelkoi. The phrasech when a person is doing his utmost, when he's not nistatik b'muit, there has to be a gevaldige simcha. And again, it's the same yisoid. Simchas HaTorah. The Simchas HaTorah helps us those 5 minutes during the Seder. It helps us the Erev Shabbos. It helps us when a person is down, when he's tzebrachim. But let's go further. As life goes on, kleine kinder, kleine tzaris, greise kinder, greise tzaris, like Develt said. And then a person is met with the yam of nisyonis, of tzaris, of family problems, gezunt, panasa. It's almost too long of a list to count out. And a person says, Rabbeinu Shalom, what about Panasa? This child has a problem, and this child is sick, and the job is not working out. Am I supposed to learn Eil in the Tzir Shalai? I can't even find my own head. I'm so tzitzumot. A person has Yisuri Mechman of the Fun. The Veld got Tzitzut Vei Shreitman, right? But when it's a Tzitzut Vei Vilantman, how does a person have the Yishev Adas? And you should never know what it means, Tirdas Achayim, but it's a Kasha, Tzarechim, Godol. How do you learn when you have Tirdas? You know what the answer is? The answer is Avat HaTorah. You ever learn Tanakh, the story of David HaMelech? Chazal say David was the Mustaf Tzarech of Tirdas, of Menias. His Shver wanted to kill him. His son wanted to kill him. Basheva, Mises, one after the other. Mamish, his life, he was the Musta, Chazal Taichim is the Musta of Yisurim, of Tzoris, of Derveld. When he said, Rabu Misareis Roishi Oivai Chinam, when he said, Roishi Einelei Kim Kibo Mayim Ad Nefesh, it wasn't a good, it wasn't Gizok, it's part of Torah Abdesh, it's part of Tehillim. So I ask you, what was his biggest Maila? When it came, David HaMelech Levaya, what were they master him? What did they show as his shining Mida? I would have said, remain sane, remain safe. So much stars. Chazal said, the Masvidim said they were Mashabeach David as being the Masmid Hador. His Asmodas HaTor was Ein Lishaya. And maybe you're too young to appreciate this. How could you believe this? It's hard to believe that a person, his Shver wanted to kill him and his son wanted to kill him, and then they threw stones at him. He had problems, and he was the masmid. You know what the answer is? Because David HaMelech's life, as he expressed it in his own lashon, was Moa Haftisayasecha Kol Hayomi Sichasi. And like the Radak, one of the Shainim Taich, Kol Kacha Haftiyasa Acha Kol Hayomi Sichasi. And let me just add, what's the Radak saying? I could say that also. If you love Torah, you learn Torah. That's not Pshat, that's a Toyus. The Pshat is, I had so much Torah, I had a life of being the Musav Yisurim. But because Kol Kacha Hafti Yisa, that's how I had the Yecholus, that's how I had the ability to call HaYoyim Yisichasi. Think about any phrase, any pasuk that we so often think about. We sing, Lamashal. We say the phrases that depict the Ahavat HaTayr that a Yid has. Lulei Saros Chashashuay, Zeydim Helitzuni Ad Ma'oid, La'oilam Ayashach Bikudecha Kivam Chisani. All the sheer Yahava of Ahavas HaTorah was David HaMelech. That's how David blight the grace of Masnid. It was Ahavas HaTorah. Avad, it's hard to live a life of Menias, of Tirdis, but the Eitzah, the fountain of Chizik, is Simchas HaTorah. We often hear about the Chazon Ish's godless, his smother, his hekev in Torah, his tzitzkes, his midas. But I often say this one nekuda. I think that the Chazon Ish was a yachid bezeh that no one kamat knows about. I read you again in his own lashon in the Kibbutz Yigeres Techeil Gimel Lichtavav. Derech Agav, he writes a lashon that mamish is mavol arayim. Because of the shvacha gezunt and the constant yisurim, hatmidim etzli min urai. You know what that means? Constant yisurim. You know the Gemara in Ksuvis. Hakasha ein lo yisoyf, a yisurim that have no end, are worse than misa. And he had from the urai on. V'chol masha ini, ma'ayin hu v'hav log al yisurim. Whatever I learn, is I have to overcome, I have to overlook the terrible Yisurim. Chazon Ish had a life of Yisurim. And then I found later on, a different letter later on, and again he smuggles it around, Kemat, that's not his point, but someone asked him a shayla, and Vais Chayt, it was a machloikis, and Chazon Ish was a das yachid. So he writes, and I'm sorry I can't explain to you why I hold this way, but I'm right. Why? Listen to this lashon. Avo ma esa, the amelis in the Torah that comes with Yisurim that you can't describe, that you can't understand and imagine. So that's why I feel I'm right. And you wonder, bring it down the cool of the kol mashin, how do you do it? I have a headache, a pashta headache, we close the Gemara, we run. And the Chazon Ish was Meyid, and the Chazon Ish was the Ish Emes. Kol Mash Ani Loim Rub Avloga Yisurim Hatmid Enefti Min Urei. Look in the Kovitz, the Geras in the first Chalik. There are so many letters I could read to you, but one letter he writes, Ein Oinik Ishkidus HaTorah, and Ein Kol Etzev Lemi Shemakir Or Oilam Shel Or Yishal Oilam. He had that Ahavas HaTorah. And the Simchas HaTorah, the Gishmak from Avor Torah was so great. Who has time to worry, to think about the Yisurim? Yisurim is also the answer to the Shverkaiten. It's to feel, to be machshiv, what it means Avor Torah. I often wonder, do we really know what Avor Torah is? Do we really know the Chshivas of the Yom HaBayis and the Yom Tzimis that we do every day? I want to tell you a gilu min hashamayim. Remember, it's a gilu min hashamayim. Not that I was zeicha to one, but there's a sefer, the Bali Halacha used it, shaylas and tshuvas min hashamayim. One of the Rishonim had shaylas that he asked in a cholam to shamayim, and he had tshuvas. And these tshuvas are the basics, the fundamentals of many halachas in the poskim. And in Siman Lamed Beis, this Rishon asked about writing on cholam oyed, if you're allowed to. So I have it in front of me. I read you the lashon. I don't think it's benim to the sefer. So they answered me. He writes, "Oyav Hashem Shiorim Hamutzionim Ba'alacha
That was the answer?
See, right, so I evanti atshuva. I didn't understand what I asked about writing the Chalom Moed. They told me, Oyev Hashem. So the second night, I had this dream, and I asked again, please, hell, help me. They told me again the same thing. But they added, Kishemechachin chidish b'halacha, when a person, a bachur, younger man, it's all the same, a balabas, it's all the same. When he's mechadish a chidish an halacha, in ben soira moira, in abavas nezikin, in shosh nagach sapar, whatever it is, umamid nois albiri, he harvests, understand it. Oysam shi'orim nehelvim b'snei hamelech ha'godol, yoysam mikol mishkin ois yankev ha'mekaimin behem shar mitzvah. By the melech ha'malchaim lochim, that sefer, the Bali Halacha used it, shaylas m'tshuvas min ha'shamayim. One of the Rishonim had shaylas that he asked in a cholam to Shemayim, and he had tshuvas. And these tshuvas are the basics, the fundamentals of many halachas in the poiskim. And in Siman Lamed Beis, this Rishon asked about writing on Chalam Oyed, if you're allowed to. So I have it in front of me, I'll read you the lashon, I don't think it's benim to the sefer. So they answered me, he writes, Oyev Hashem, Shiorim HaMotzionim Balacha. That was the answer. So he writes, Oyev Anti Atshuva. I didn't understand what I asked about writing the Chalam Oyed. They told me, Oyev Hashem. So the second night, I had the dream, and I asked again, please, hell, help me. They told me again the same thing. But they added, Kishemechachin Chidish Bahalacha. When a person, a bachur, younger man, it's all the same. A balabas, it's all the same. When he's mechadish a chiddush an halacha in ben soira moira in abavas nezikin in shosh nagach sapar, whatever it is, umamid nois albiri, he harvests, understand it. Oysam shiorim nehelvim b'snei hamelech ha'godol yoysam mikol mishkin ois yankev ha'mekaimin behem shar mitzvah. By the melech ha'malchaim lochim, that's more chaviv than all the mitzvahs, and we know what this means. This is the Yishalmi of Kolch HaFetzech HaYishuvah. V'chol mi shemachshav machshavas v'soivas svaras v'halachis chamurais ben tzayru moira elu mitzias ishenikas, whatever it is, the halachis of the Torah, neha v'nechma d'fnei hamelech ha'elyoin v'zehu sh'amu igad ishmaitis svara v'advarim v'amachshavas each vart heim k'magolius ha'yikaris be'enav. That's a gem, that's a jewel, that's a prach in the Eibishter's eyes. So therefore they say, Rois, if you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed for Dova Ovid for a few dollars, certainly for a Magolius Yikara like this, isn't this the fountain of Chizuk? Isn't this the answer to the hard days, the hot days, the Erev Shabbosos, the Moitzoi Shabbosos, the Bein HaSedarim, the days without Cheshik? Magolius Yikara, the Chiddush, the Shvara. So why do we see the Dreitzach? Why do we see the path of the Tzayt? And again, I speak about what's not needed to Tzorchei Aguf. How could it be? Shoyt is Ma'abed Mashanoyishmai, but we're talking to Bnei Aliyah, who know. You know what the answer is? Because we don't shatz up enough what we're doing. We're not machshav enough what we're doing. Rav Schwab, Shimon Schwab, Zechayin Lebracha, would often tell the story. He was by the Chafetz Chaim for one Shabbos, and from that he had a whole peckle of drushes. Ruach HaKodesh, the Chafetz Chaim, was mamish shogav aviv. One mice I feel is very important in Yoneinu. The Chafetz Chaim started to speak by the Tish, and he said, Chazal Zogin, that the monot kahat ala taim, at every time in the world, you wanted it to taste like steak, taste like steak, it tastes like ice cream, whatever you wanted. So the Chafetz Chaim asked, and was is a mitrachnish. Let's say you eat the money, you don't think. There was a ganze stup to mention, no one knew the answer. So the Chafetz Chaim became very serious, apparently had a point to bring out. You know what? You know what, a mitrachnish? A mitrachnish, hot is kein shum tamnish. If you don't think, it has no tam whatsoever. The most tracht in the Chafetz Chaim said. And then the Chafetz Chaim, the Rav Schwab described it, Mamash, you could see the Chafetz Chaim in front of you. He picked up his hands to his mouth and he said, Und was is mehr Geschmack von a Stickele Gemara? And he went like this, ah! He kissed his hands. Was is mehr Geschmack von a Stickele Gemara? Aber gedenk, he said, Oy mitrach nicht, hot is kein Schum tam nicht. a Gemara hat alle Timing in der Welt. Aber eid mit Krach nicht, hat es kein Schumtam nicht. You know why I'm a Dreitzer? You know why I'm a part of the Zeit? Aber mit Krach nicht. Mit Krach nicht, dem Agoli in Shikora, mit Krach nicht, der Kolcha verzeche, mit Krach nicht, der Nagila von Ismach Avach, and then, so hat kein Schumtam nicht. And then you don't feel guilty. Why am I throwing away my Goliath Yikarais? And I wanted to add to this. Look in the Seder of the davening that every Yid says every day. How many times Ad Ein Mispar we speak about the Havas HaTorah. I made a partial list. The Bichas HaTorah, the three brachas. In Kabonis Ashenu Matayt Chalkenu. Asher Yeshev Yisach is full of Havas HaTorah. Birchas Prishma, Avad Abav Tonu, Hashem Aleikenu, the Gansa Maisa, the Yatsu, the Nochem, the Kayim, the Yasha, the Gansa Seif of that Bracha, and again we say Ashrei, Uvolatzin is full of love for Torah, Aleinu L'Shabeach, and Minchat Vaita with Ashrei, and Vaita with Aleinu, and Marivit Vaita with the Bracha and Abbas HaTorah. You know what I think the message is? Because Chazal realized Torah hot ala tainim, obey mitrach nisht, hot es nisht kein shum tam nisht. And that's why Kiseida Ayid must trachten, Begnisosaya must trachten, Begitsiyosaya, after harving 12 hours, he has to realize that BMS, he should be giving the Ashikoyach. That he was Zoicha to bring the Kodesh HaGadoshim into himself. That he was Zoicha to be Anor Nafshi Kasidus Yehovis. One of the Rishonim, the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Smak in the midst of Talmud Torah writes, Lo'oilam yachshav Adam b'shivcha shel Torah. That's a chiyuv of a Rishon of a Poskim Hador. A person has to say to think about the shivcha, the shvacha shel Torah, shemetoich tachya havena. Because that brings the Avos HaTorah, and that's what we all need. And Fakert, we started today the Bein HaPtzorim, we think about the Churba of the Haaretz, like you, Shalei Berchu b'Torah Tchila, and the Poskim say, and I ask you, who state and mitzvah of Chashivas HaTorah? The answer is, Chazal realized, if you don't have the Chashivas HaTorah, if you don't shut up the Magolius and Evivar Torah, that's Churban, that's the end. That's destruction. We're looking for the fountain of Chizik. We're looking for the Yisoy, to hold on to the Yisoyris that is so often felt in the beginning of his man. The Yetzer is Ahavas HaTorah. But you know what you're all thinking? It's easier said than done. What do? I sit down and I don't have the Avsatayra. I don't feel Kihem Chayenu Varach Yameinu. I don't feel Kitev Sacha Mikol Chayra. So I think the most important thing you have to hear, and I have to hear, we all have to hear, is nobody is born with Avsatayra. No one has a strong feeling of Mo'afti Sayra Secha. Ahavasatayra, Simcha Satayra, it's a kinyan, it's an avoida, it's a hoin rav. Oy, 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 is it a hoin rav? But you're not born with it. It's a kinyan nitzchi, that's the answer to all our problems. But you have to, it's a kinyan. Rav Chaim Shulevitz, like Alamo Zogin, people make a toyus nimretis. They think a masmid learns a lot. The oyev toyra learns a lot. And he said, Kedarkoi, ob ich zog fakert. Oy melenta sach vet mina masmit. Oy melenta sach vet mina oyev teira. Zeh adav asher dibar. No one is born with a habit of teira. When a person learns, he becomes that oyev teira. His raya was from Bubasei Rasa Yega Yomon Valoila. I would hear the raya from the Gemara Avon and Dalid Y teiras Nimshol Teena. There are many rayas, but you know we all want a habit of teira. What is the source of the word Ahavas of Ahava? So the Svarim say it's the Lashon of Yohiv. Ahavas from Yohiv. When someone gives, he has Ahava. Why is it that a parent loves a child so much more than the child loves a parent? So Svarim say, because the parent is constantly giving. And when there's Yohiv and Yohiv and Yohiv, then eventually there's Ahava. The more you give, the more you love. It's one, it's a Seder. The Yohiv brings to Ahava. And that's really the biggest raya to Rav Chaim. How are you Zoich to Ahava Satayr if you're the Yohiv, if you give, if you take those hard days and you realize a hard day is a golden brick in the binyan, in the kinyan of a Havas HaTorah, it makes it easier. It's a golden brick in the kinyan and the binyan of Simchas HaTorah. When a person has enough bricks, he'll be zoicha one day maybe, Be'ez Hashem, to dance in his office as et fashtan and a Rajba, because he knows how deep it is, that each Rajba is a Magolius. And isn't that the oimik of kol hascholos kashus? We all know the Chazal. I think it's not just Nebuch, 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 Chazal or Menachemus. Hang in there, don't worry. I think it's a Seder. Like Rashi says it, Im atem tekabo lechem yerev lechem mikan ve'elech shekol hascholos kashus. It's not a nechoma, it's a metzias. After the kol hascholos kashus, after this, the yahiv and the yahiv and the yahiv, that brings the ahava, that brings the aravis and the secrets of Torah Kedoshah. And like a godly one said, if a bach is learning and he doesn't feel that ain't simcha kesimcha sa Torah, he should know he's still holding by kol hascholos kashus. How beautiful that is! It's a seder. And I would add, if you think you know what it means, Divrei Torah Ravim Lachem, you're making a mistake. You're only beginning to experience, hopefully, to experience like the Rechayim HaKadosh Taitz on the Pasuk, V'samachta B'chol HaToiv. Such a beautiful Pasuk, V'samachta B'chol HaToiv. All's good. There's something in the world that's Kol HaToiv. So the Rechayim HaKadosh and Pashki Savei says, what the Pasuk means, Ein Toiv Ela Torah. And his lashon im ha'yivnei adam, margishim, mesikis, varevis ha'toyra, hayu mishtagin, it would be mishigil, mislatin, they'd run after it, mishugin ahayt, ki ha'toyra kolelas kol toiv sheba'olam. And that is a machte b'chol ha'toyv, there's one thing that's intrinsically good, that kulay toiv, that kol ha'toyv, it's toyra. And if you think you have a hergish of mesikis ha'toyra, keep on being yohiv, and then you'll grow in the ahava. The way to become a masmir, to become an oyev Torah, is to learn Torah. And you know, I once told someone who was struggling and he's having a hard time, I said, you know, imagine you're digging for a treasure. So you dig and it's easy, and ach hashavol, and then you hit something hard. So you stop. You can't go weiter. Something that's not, I keep on banging on it, you can't go weiter. But someone with seichel realizes, wake up, you hit the treasure. That's the treasure box. Of course you could move dirt, but you can't break a treasure box, a metal treasure box. Open it up and see what you just found. When someone is learning and he comes to hard times, it's a treasure. That's the yohiv that brings the hava. That's the binyan nitzchi, that's the kinyan nitzchi. In living a life of ein simcha la simcha satayra, and lie all too often a person makes that fatal mistake when a fadreit yoytzis, he learns and he gets hard and he goes, not for me, but he doesn't realize there's a seder, there's the yohiv, and then there's the yareivim lachem. This b'tzasemis and b'amidba lamed beis and the pasuk yikarhim mipininim, he says she'ein chem de v'sainik v'olam k'may toira rak ein zoichin lachem de gnuze zeh. It's through the Yegia, it's through the hardships, the struggles, the mutzinzich, the zeh meshivas nefesh shemachzeres hachukav haratzayim. The Yetzer is a havas haTorah, and the way to a havas haTorah is learning Torah in the hot days and the cold days, and without the cheshik. That's the kinyan, that's the binyan of this beautiful havas haTorah. And every day, in every Seder, in the middle of the Seder, if you want a chizuk, think about this. Think about the kol chafatzecha la yishvuva. Lo'olam yachshiv odem b'shivcha shel Torah. And I have no doubt it will help you. Because if you're giving the Eibishter the nachas she'ein dugmasa, if you're doing something that kol chafatzecha la yishvuva, so it's a small price to pay. And the harder it is, the closer you're getting. The closer you're getting, the kinyan that it makes in your neshama. We want to have Torah. We want to somehow glue the Torah to ourselves, right? Don't we all want to remember Torah? I want to tell you a Maisa Pel. I don't think I ever said this for Rabin. I have a friend of mine. He was a Rav in Twin Rivers. He was giving a shiur to Balabat. An older Yid, there was an older Kehillah. There was a Yid there, Mr. Friedman. And whenever they learned in Eilu, they were learning the Sugyas in Yeruday and in Kashrus. And Eilu Treifus, this Mr. Friedman knew the Lush. He knew it verbatim, everything. And he noticed a few times that he wasn't a Shabbat Shasi, but Eilu Treifus, he knew Mamish Mila Vamila. So my Chari asked him, Mr. Friedman, what's that this Eilu Treifus you know so well? So this Mr. Friedman started crying. He said, Eilu Treifus? You asked me how I know Eilu Treifus? Do you know where I learned Eilu Treifus? Do you? And he started crying. Do you know where I learned Eilu Treifus? I learned Eilu Treifus in Bergen-Belsen on the Banken. And then he explained, Bergen-Belsen is the death camp, one of the concentration camps. I was a bacha at a yeshiva taken to this Malach HaMavis's home. And we had nothing, we had no svarim. And we worked every day on the bank and on the bed, working apparently on tables. And then a Yid came, he knew, he happened to be a Shaykhid, and he knew Eilu Treifus verbatim, Mila the Mila. So we begged him, please teach us. So as we worked and as we built that the Nazi monster, we heard from Eilu Treifus until we knew it by heart. You ask me how I know Eilu Treifus? I learned Eilu Treifus in Bergen-Belsen. Yohiv, Ahava, Kinyan, it's all the same. The more a person gives for the Abayas and the Ravas and the Vimtaimas, it blibes, it's Nechkat, Beliba, it's a Kinyan, it's a glue. The Yohiv brings the Ahava, and the Ahava brings the Kinyan, and that's the Kurin, and that's when a person loves something, he doesn't forget it. It's all one Nekuda. The fountain of Chizuk, the fountain of Osiris is Ahava Satayra. You know, there's a story I once told. There's a few people, Bachem, sitting by a table. They looked the same type, from the same yeshiva. They were eating a meal, and they looked basically very similar. And it came the end of the meal, and each one went on his way, to his derech, to his atzlacha, and one person would remain sitting. So the person watching was wondering. A few minutes go by, a few hours, a few days go by, when Ablaib Zitzin. And he couldn't understand. Everybody left, everybody went. Why is he sitting there? He looked closer and he saw Nebuch, that person had no feet. How could you go if you have no feet? How could you go on if you have no feet? He remained the Yosef Koyomov. I tell you this muscle because how all too often I see how painful this muscle is happening in front of my own eyes. How I see the nimshol that's so painfully clear. You could see Bachar in the yeshiva, the same kishrin, the same mishpacha, the same yecholis, even the same brenin Torah, and the same chiddush. And then you watch as each goes on his own way, some grow gedolei Torah, and those that don't grow gedolei Torah, but they realize the ein toiv ala Torah, they know the kriyas itim la Torah is important. They know it's not just important to make a living, but medaf leben oichit. And then you see there are some in the same yeshiva, and it was kulam shavim l'tayv in the younger years. They have no shaychis. They have no shaychis to the mekor achayim, to the hekiyim chayenu. And you wonder why the change, why the drastic difference. You know what the answer is? Because those people don't have the feet to go on in life, to meet the different challenges and struggles in life. They didn't have the proper chinuch in yeshiva. They didn't have the proper achana that would give them the raglayim to march through this olam ha'nisayon. And you know what the raglayim, you know what the feet that we all need is the mo'ah hafti seira secha. I'm zeicha to know bali batim that I stand up for them. People that make hundreds of dollars an hour literally, and yet they stop, they give up a client, they give up a business deal. They have a seder that they won't be mevata b'shemoisim. And I once made a chesed, one of them gives up a few hundred dollars for a seder. He's not giving a shir, he's not going to be a Rosh Hashiva. He He learns Torah Lishma. I mamish stand up l'chvoidei. Would we give up a few $100 for an hour? If we have a headache, we stop learning. Here we have a Baba Bus that has no future. He's learning the Anor, Nafshik, Osivis, Yehovas, just because he knows that the Magolius Yekor Be'ini Hashem. How does it come? Because he has the Shivas. He knows that nothing come close, not Olam Hazeh, not Mitzvah, nothing come close, Kol Chafatzecha. And then you could grow, and then you could meet all the different challenges in life. And it's so inspiring me to see how these people give up hundreds of dollars. Mamish, I know someone who makes $200 and is a consultant, and he wouldn't give up the Seder for the life of him. And it's all a Chesidus of Torah. He knows he makes a living, but more important, he has to live also. Kiheim Chayenu. Let me leave you with a Maisa. If I would have to pick one Maisa that captures the whole Yesod, the whole Ryan, the whole Mahalach, I once heard from Rabbi Yankov Galinsky, I was in Gesund. He told the story that when I think about it, Ada Yom Hazeh, I get the chills. I remember still how he said it. He said when he was a young bacha 50 years ago, now we're already 60 years ago, he had a mashber, a fakil kivar, he had what we call, he was burnt out. So the Magichir, he learned in Nevardik, in Ashtetl, Nevardik, told him, Farah, we all are stuck. There they'll be mechazik you. And he wrote him a note. Anyway, he described it in detail, like a foreigner, ganze Nacht. Ungekommen, he gave the person the note. And the person read it, says, Rabbeinu Yoinu zok to Yisoy, di ma'odam lo yo'oir atmai ma'yiloy ha'muslim, I can't help you. First, be ma'oir yourself, gay, besmejish, liba rachel, he said. For those who know history, he was a very famous besmejish, he's a good besmejish. Nem tachoy, v'salavav, v'slern, abyslom muslim, kum tzirik. So I went, and the way he said it, I can still remember it. I'll later get this medrash. Nech angetzin den alicht, he said. And I see the someone sitting in the corner. And then Imamish lost himself. I wish I could do it properly, but I'll try. And he said, Umplutling herech hakoil ashagis ari. Chatoi vi achoil, chatoi vi achoil. Chatoi v chatoi v chatoi v chatoi. Noch amol, noch amol, chatoi vi achoil, chatoi vushishtei. And again, chatoi, 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 chatoi. He had a beautiful voice, so I get the chills thinking about it. The almo, the azlin and minei, kivei lul yadamya. Noch amol, noch amol. And he, this person with azak ne'imis, said over and over this, chatoi vi achoil, chatoi vushishtei. Ich hab das gehört, I have his lashon. I didn't need the chayvus alvavus. I didn't need that besmedish. And I went back to the yeshiva, and then was the climax of his giving a hesped, and he said, "Un ver given yani younger man the chatoif achoyel, das is given the stipler." And then he said, "I'm bezet as a stipler, I'm sevak as a stipler, the tzitkis from the stipler, the geoynis, the svarim, the moivsim." He said, and he was screaming, that if you're not familiar, the Gemara in Erevin, the Afnan Dalid, that Mamuz Arayin Chapun of their world, the world that we have to leave, like Rashi Taishas, Segeit Garshnel. And then he said, if we want a vaccine Torah, like the Baal of the one who's being mastered, a person has to live a life of chatoi v'yachoyl, chatoi v'ushasei. We all came to be oil in Torah, to be oil of Bahar Hashem, and this mokum that's mesuzom sugo falia. If I would have to tell you in one line, yedidai ne'monim, in one line I would tell you, chatoi v'yachoyl, chatoi v'ishtei. Chaperein, chaperein from your abeim, kidoy liyolam for your chaverim that are so mesugal for aliyah. Chaperein from the mokum, from the avetzim, the avonim that is so saturated with the ahavas haTorah, and grow in the yohiv, and then you'll experience the unexperienceable time of more hafti soira secha. And the more you'll be yohiv for Torah, the more you'll give for Torah, you'll be zoicha to see more and more the amitis of the Chazal of Ein Simcha Kisimcha Satayra.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.